And the Why Made Me Do It is from Ipso Facto, and they're my guests in the studio here this evening. I've got Chris and Di in front of me, and all the rest of the band lurking around as well, and they've all got cameras and various other things, and various beanie hats, and there's loads of them. You're not all in the band, are you?
No.
Thank God for that, yeah. Otherwise, you've grown. What is it about Wales? Is there something strange in the water? Because there are so many Welsh bands out, and all of them are good.
Well, must be the Welsh water.
Brecon Carrick.
Cymru.
Yeah. Where are you from in Wales? Which bit?
Near Swansea.
Yeah.
Right down the south.
Right. So is that my Welsh geography? I mean, I know where Swansea is, but is that characterised as valleys? It's an industrial area, or
it's like past Cardiff.
It's what?
Past Cardiff.
Yeah. Well, that narrows it down. Well, so, it's kind of it's right down the south. Kind of, well, in the middle of the south. There's nowhere, not southwest or southeast, it's just smack bang in the middle. We're on a little peninsula called Gower, which is nice.
The Gower Peninsula?
Yeah.
Is that Carmarthen? No.
It's further east than Carmarthen.
Past Cardiff, just before Carmarthen.
How many policemen do you have to the square mile? Or to the 100 square miles?
I heard 2.5?
Yeah. I heard that somewhere in the middle of Wales, there was only about 2 policemen for, like, the whole of the middle of Wales.
No. Well, we don't know. Might be.
There's loads in town, but
they don't venture very far outside of town.
No.
You get out of town, you can do what you like. How'd you get together?
Me and our guitarist. Our guitarist was in the band with my sister, and then me and him started doing open mic gigs. And on the way to one gig, I met Chris.
Yeah.
Who was actually singing. So the first time me and Chris met was on the way to a gig.
Yeah, we didn't practice or anything.
So, and then we had a few bassists and that didn't work out, and now we got Tom.
Then we had Tom.
Very, very good. Now, I've got to say, your biography, who wrote this biography? This one here, this bit.
Oh, we all did.
I know you did, because it's very funny, and it's really, and you can tell that no record company PR person ever had their hand on it, because it's really amusing and very witty. I'm tempted to read some of it out, in fact, because it's, after a large chemical explosion, drums and bass were recorded and left dormant while the band got to know each other and trade insults. This is excellent stuff. Balding producer Joe Gibb. Significance of his baldness being?
No,
well, he isn't
no.
really bald, is he?
He's a bit. No, he's alright. Yeah, he's alright. Yeah.
Is he alright?
He's a bit weird, but he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Because he did Funeral for a Friend and all kinds of things like that. White Maltesers and balding. Where did you get this guy from? How did he get involved?
Well, Joe Gibb.
Yeah, he just he was a freelance producer that spent most of his time at the studio that we recorded, so it just kind of came with the studio.
And where was that studio?
Mighty Atom.
Mighty Atom.
In Swansea.
In Swansea.
Yeah.
I go to uni there as well.
You're all still at uni?
Yeah, music tech. So it's like next door, so we always see him.
It's above the BBC studios in Swansea.
Okay. Do you mind the Harry Secombe connection, by the way? Seeing as you've written it down.
Ish.
Fourth cousin of Harry Secombe and vocalist.
No, well, kind of. He's like fourth cousin, so.
Yeah.
But I don't like to brag about it.
No. No.
They told me to put that down there.
There's something strange. There must be something in the genes.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, your backside or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, let's play some music, shall we? You picked this track, Pro Bono. And Pro Bono? Pro Bono.
Yeah.
Pro Bono. Yeah.
Because we do everything for free.
Ah, very good. Well, we'll play that. We'll talk about a few more things when we get back. This is BBC Six Music. It's The Rock Show. I'm here with Ipso Facto, and this is new from them. It's called Pro Bono.